like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see.
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, folks. Man, oh man, oh man. Getting a little bit, I got some great sleep last night. I was zombie-like yesterday as I walked through that day from getting back to travels and the euphoria of the great weekend that we had and reflecting on so many different things. Craig hung around my house till about 3 o'clock. Went up and checked out the property, the new property. I'll talk to you about some of it later on about that. And boy, great, good night's sleep. Refreshing, refreshing. I hope all of you have returned home safely. And, you know, as I said, you know, when I had my condition, when I went in with the heart thing, I don't stress, folks. I'm telling you, I'm not stressed. I don't stress. But I felt a little guilty this morning when I doing a double check on the schedule, just so many things on the schedule that I just have not given the attention to that needs to be. I've been eating up with what's right in front of me, you know, and this Chappaqua thing was big and it was huge. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but we're not going to focus too much on that. I believe I got a powerful thing to share with you today, but I have to make mention, Jared, if you pull up All Hands on Deck, if you pull that up, folks, that thing's only 2 weeks away. It's 2 weeks from today's Wednesday. It's 2 weeks from Friday that we begin All Hands on Deck. And our registrations have gone kind of slow on that. Number one, I probably haven't done a great job of promoting it, so it's totally and completely my fault. We've got great stuff planned. And we have a big top. We've ordered a big tent. If you want to come and you want to come cheaply, bring a sleeping bag, whatever, we have a huge tent that you're going to be able to sleep under right there on Mike Blake's property. And we'd love for you. If you want to take a hotel, excuse me, there's a KOA close. There's hotels that are close. It can be as primitive as you want it to be. It can be as, excuse me, it can be as glamorous. Well, it can't be too glamorous because there aren't a whole lot of glamorous places to stay around here. But we're right on Buckeye Lake. It's going to be a great adventure. Now, it starts on, we want to hit the clinic Friday morning. Thursday is the 13th. Do I have that right, Jared? I'm not blaming Jared. I'm looking at my own calendar book here a minute. Thursday is June. Yeah, that's Thursday. We kick it off on the 14th. We'd like for you to come in Thursday night. That's what we would like you to do. Some of you could come in after work's over, drive in, stay. We're going to begin Friday morning going to an abortion clinic. And we got some great events planned for you. I got some videos to show you from last year. Maybe I'll dive into those a little bit here in a second. We got some great stuff planned. And I'm not going to give the enemy a play-by-play announcement of every place we're going to be like we did last year. Because then they just, that demonic feminist flag corps, that's you, Michelle, you and your witch family, they show up there. So we're not going to give them a head start, let them know where we're going to be. So a lot of great things going on. Going to do stuff on Friday. Going to do stuff on Saturday. We're taking care of your meals. Three of the meals, I think Larry's going to be in charge of the meals. Some of the times we're going to be on the road, so maybe we have to grab a hamburger or something like that. But we're paying three of you. We're asking for $30 a head. Three meals, probably some breakfasts included and all that. The rental of the tent, everything, $30 a head. We'd just like you to go on the website and sign up. Let us know that you're coming. We'll do stuff on Thursday. I'm sorry, I get it right. I get my brain working here. All day Friday, we're going to visit the Nephilim Mounds. Those of you who've never been to the Nephilim Mounds, we're going to take you there and give you a good walkthrough of exactly what they look like, what that's all about. We're going to do a lot of great stuff. Last year, we had 77 people show up from 21 different states. And I'd love to be able to double that. And again, the biggest problem we have is transportation, getting people around. But we'll work around that. We'll figure out how to do. We've got the homosexual pride parade that weekend. We got just trust me, we got a lot of great stuff planned. So sign up there so that we know that you're coming. Jared, maybe we can take just a minute and Does anybody, by the way, does anybody have any questions about any of that? Well, I'm going to take us. I'm going to show us real quickly, Jared, on the stuff I sent you. This, oh, hang on, back up. Matt says, it won't come out of my mouth. Saskavich, who helped organize, he and Mark Trump helped organize the event in Chappaqua. He wants copies of any videos that you might have. Any videos, if you were there and you took them, you can send them to me and I'll forward them to Matt. We just want to kind of archive those. No, we're not sending out a newsletter. No, yes, we're getting ready to go do something else. And we're all, you know, everybody's busy doing stuff, but we got more stuff planned. So again, you got some good videos, send it to us. I saw several pictures online, actually, with me in the same picture as Bill and Hillary. It was the angle they took the picture from. And so I've got that memory. So we're going to do more of this kind of stuff, folks. This is more what we're going to do. And Jared, if you go to the stuff that I sent you today, I want to go there. There's a picture right there. Is a picture of Bill and Hillary. And there I am over to the left. Point at it there, Jared, holding with my big belly, holding that sign. So there we are in the same picture. In fact, if you guys go on and search, you know, the media didn't pick it up with us being there much, but they know we were there. And you may find a picture with you in the same picture as Bill and Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't that be something? If you watch the video we showed yesterday, you can see exactly the moment the photographers took that one. So great job there, Jared. Hey, Jared, let's go to all hands. Let's go to a couple. Folks, hey, don't leave me here. Don't leave me here. You're going to miss it. Promise you. Don't miss it. Don't leave. I know you're not going to. I'm not worried about it. Leave if you want to. I got to show you this one, Jared. This pumped me up this morning. Go to our stuff. And Joe, Jared, I want you to, I didn't realize this, but evidently the Holy Spirit, this kid, Kevin Fahey in New Hampshire sent me this video this morning. Jared, it's the first one there. Evidently the Holy Spirit took a picture of us in the parade. Go ahead and play that, Jared. There were the men of God in the parade in Chappaqua. There's Coach Nolan right there. He is looking in the back. You see Craig coming, bringing up the rear there. That's just Mark Trump. There he is. There's Trump and Mark. Look on the back there. There's Victor coming back there. That's what it was, folks. That's what it looked like when we prayed down the street in Chappaqua on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whatever day it was. The righteous are as bold as lions. And evil men flee when no one pursues. So I want to thank the Holy Spirit and Kevin, especially for that grab, getting a hold of that picture. That's us, baby. That's what it ought to be like when the boys are back in town. Right there it is. Jared, I want you to go. Just folks, I'm going to show you three quick little videos here just so you get a feel of what we do, okay? Jared, play the first one that says the mosque. First place we went last year was a mosque. This is about a 2.5-minute video. I probably won't show the whole thing. But this is the kind of thing that we did and will do this year at All Hands on Deck, okay? I want to thank Tom Dunn. He's the one to put all these videos together. I'm not trying to bore you. Just bear with me here a second. Go ahead. So we showed up at the abortion clinic, and there were Christians there. There were snowflake Christians there. So you can see all behind. So we're taking the mosque.
People talk about the fact that the Muslims are lost, yada, yada, yada. We came not to start a fight. We came to
fight up against each other. Okay, Jared, you can pull that one down, Jared. Then go to the picture of us at the abortion mill. When you come with us, we take you out on the streets. We train you on what to do out on the streets. We went to a mosque last year. We went to the abortion clinic. We went to the homosexual pride parade. And here we are at the abortion clinic. Some of these old, there's old Judd. Some of us have never been, some of them have never done this before. There's Ashley. Give Jared time, man. It takes a while to switch these things over.
Give each other grace. You may say, Rob may say something, and you might stop.
Seven guys at the abortion clinic. There's Rob Peven standing right there. Explaining what's going on. Mike Blake. There we are at the back of the clinic. This is where the people pull in and park their cars. There's Brian Cunningham. Look at all that crew. That's so Bob Dale playing his guitar. Big John Disney. What happened to Big John? Where are you, John? So there we are at the abortion clinic. Jared, you can go ahead and pull that one down if you will, Jared. And then, Jared, take us to the homo parade. We're going to do all this kind of stuff again, folks. You don't want to miss it. Sorry I've been so late promoting this stuff. I'm just telling you, going to grow hair on your chest. And women, it'll be curly hair on women's chest. So it'll be attractive hair that will grow on yours as well. As we teach you how to, oh, that video is unavailable. They pulled that down. See, they're so wicked, aren't they? We go and film what they do, and then they pull the video down. They're so stinking wicked. They're so stinking wicked. So please come and join us. June 14, 15, 16, you can be home Sunday afternoon, rolling home Sunday afternoon. It's not very expensive, $30. Man, that's a tank load of gas, $30 a head. We provide the meals for you, all hands on deck. I got to start talking about that a little bit more. Anybody have any questions about that? Larry's going to come and handle all of our food for us. We got a great, great thing planned. Different. It'll be different than last year, I promise you. Okay? Man, I've used 11 minutes already. Anybody want to say something for the good of the group? And while I'm waiting on that, don't forget Tim Tuber, Mike Heath. We have the marriage event. I looked at the schedule this morning and the color drained out of my face. I said, oh, Lord. A lot to do. Mike, he's having a defend marriage. Mike, you want to talk about that real quick? Let's get that in here. That's in. Listen, folks, we know you can't come to all these things. We understand. But on the second or third anniversary of a Birkenfeld decision, gay marriage decision, we're returning to the Supreme Court. We're going to renew our vows there. Maybe Mike's not in here today. If he's not, okay. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared to talk more about that. Polly, can you say, I see Polly's in here. Can you give us some details on that, Polly?
Yes, Coach, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
It's at 10 o'clock Wednesday, June 26th, on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to be there because it's our wedding anniversary, our 37th wedding anniversary. If you can be there, we would love to have you there with us. Bring your own camera. Bring your own phone, take your own video, renew your marriage vows. If you can't be there, just wherever you are, take a video, use your phone, make your own presentation and stand for marriage the way God intended it. All Amen. Across the country, we want to do this.
That's 25th, Polly?
26th of June, Wednesday, the 26th of June.
Wednesday, the 26th of June.
10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
10 a.m. Gotcha, Polly. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to be to Tim Tuber's the next weekend, the 21st, 22nd. We're going to be out there in Oregon. So if you're out on the left coast, that information's up on our website as well. Love for you to come and be part of that one. We're trying to reach out every place that we possibly can. Mike Spaulding has the Go Therefore conference in July in Lima, Ohio. Fabulous conference people that he's having there. Mike's a real trooper. Pastor Mike is one. He's a pastor. And it was amazing. He was able to get away. Wait a minute. He's a pastor with a job and was able to come to New York. Say it again, Coach. Yeah, he's a pastor with a full-time job. And he came to New York. Amazing. God bless Pastor Mike. So that's going on July 26th
through 27th. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Vic.
So you go to these events and they will change your life. Forever. It's like when you first get a taste of a lemon meringue or anything that you've ever tasted that you like. When you taste it, you don't forget it, and it will forever change your life.
And you want more of it, brother. You want more of it, right? You want to be one of those.
I want more.
You want to be one of those lions walking down the street. That'd be one of those lions. Chad, I don't have it on the schedule. You got something coming up this weekend, coming up soon here?
Yes, sir. We got a Texas Salt and Light Brigade assembly this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night kickoff at 7 p.m., burgers and icebreakers, such. And then all-day functions on Saturday. And most of the day on Sunday, communion and stuff like that. So please RSVP if you'd like to come.
Craig's heading that way. Craig left here yesterday with Booger. They're rolling that way.
So yeah.
900 miles to do today.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm pulling in to get gas right now. And, Coach, I did not notice, but can I get a plug for your wife? Amazing woman. She packed me a cooler, and I just now noticed she put a bone in there for Booger, like a big, huge steak bone, man. Will you thank her and hug her?
I already have several times this morning.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
And 900 miles of tread. I'm going to try to get there today. If not, I'll be there, tomorrow.
All right. Trying to do catch-up day here a little bit. Jeff Klein, come in and tell us what you guys were able to accomplish on Saturday.
Yeah, Coach. I don't know if we've talked much about it, but we found the property owner there. We know who it is. Matter of fact, it's out now. Michelle knows. It's Coughlin. It owns Coughlin Automotive, all the stores he has.
Right.
Pastor Scott has been good friends with him for about 30 years. Actually worked for him and knows him well. He's basically, I guess, he has verbally said, we can go back in through there on that right of way and drive through it. Now, he's worried about somebody getting run over or sued. You know what I mean? So he just wants something wrote up. So Pastor Scott's working on that. They're going to, if we have to have a lawyer write it up or something, that we can all say, hey, here it is. But we walked back there Saturday morning just to kind of test the waters. Pastor Bill said, hey, listen, if he gives the verbal, let's go. So they were open. And Michelle was all over it. Oh, my goodness. She was so mad because we were back here. We're like,
hey, don't give her any glory.
Yeah.
Demon so infested.
So we actually pulled out before that happened. The guy from the whatever that is, Dollar General store. And yeah. It's a couple of things we just wanted to say, because the parking spaces on that far side of that store, on what it's a Dollar General or something like a Dollar General. He said, we can park there, but don't park out front along the Schrock Road area, because they need to leave some room for their customers, because we filled that one whole side. He said, we're good with it right now. You can park there. So we drew out some clinic workers, two nurses, well, supposedly nurses, come out in their uniforms, and we've never seen anybody come out there yet, because we're right back behind the carryout at the corner of that building where we can talk to the women going in now. We're a lot closer. So they called the cops. They even went over to the workers, went over to Dairy Queen and the Dollar General store, tried to get them against us. Dairy Queen, because some of the women went back behind Dairy Queen where that fence is, where they could really be close to the
women. We understand that. We understand how they play that game. When we're going back, Jeff?
We're going, well, Coach, I think he gave the date of June 1st or something on a Saturday. But what I wanted to throw in there, Dairy Queen said, we're not going to bother them. They wanted Dairy Queen to throw us off their property. And Dairy Queen said, no.
The worm's turning, fine. Boys. The worm's turning a little bit in this fight. Worm's turning.
Yep.
Bless you, Jeff.
And the cop was good with all of it. He's like, listen, I have no jurisdiction here. I can't do anything. So we're just going to have to wait until you get your permission.
Okay.
Cool. Good morning.
I'm going to move on here real quick. Bless you, man. So we'll get that word out there. Jared, pull up abortion in Missouri. I saw this. This is amazing. Saw this today. I got something. Stay with me, okay? I got something to share with you. If you didn't see it, I had a great 45 minutes with Hagman yesterday. I don't know why. It was supposed to be me and Mark and Matt. I don't know how Matt and Mark never really got – I don't know what happened. Whether it was – I don't know. But anyway, I had a great 45 minutes with them regarding Chappaqua. Doug Hagman's all in on Chappaqua. But I saw this yesterday, and it encouraged me. Folks, we've got to – Jesus said this. He said, you can sit out on your porch – and you can see the storm clouds building, and you know it's going to rain. Did you hypocrites, why is it that you cannot discern the signs of the times? Now, folks, this is amazing. Let me find it, Jared. I'm trying to find you here on the screen, Jared. There you are. Missouri's last abortion clinic says it may lose its license this week. Now, folks, this abortion clinic, this is where I first met Big Rich. This is goes back a couple, 3 years ago. This Planned Parenthood in St. Louis is like a fortress. It's unbelievable how huge this place is. And they've been having a lot of trouble with women being injured, a lot of different stuff there. I remember the morning that I showed up when we did our first boot camp out in St. Louis, and there were about six of us there. And one of the guys that showed up was Big Rich. And we explained what we were going to do. And we got to the clinic the next morning. Big Rich is the first guy there standing out in the rain outside this very abortion clinic. Folks, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Missouri's last abortion clinic says it may lose its license this week. Now, folks, this goes back to equal justice under the law. Hey, folks, if you don't follow the law, you close your door. You don't get to keep your door open because you happen to be a favored business. Because you happen to be in the child-killing business, you don't get a pass. This is equal justice under the law. Are you guys picking up on this? Are you understanding this? Equal justice under the law. And by the way, if you're a baby that's protected in Missouri, why aren't you a baby protected in Illinois? Why aren't you a baby protected in New York? If we have equal justice under the law, I'm telling you, we're on to something with this equal justice thing. And we've got to be smart enough to begin to push back against it. Did you see yesterday? Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Sometime for the first time in history, a man won a woman's race in the NCAA championship, the hurdles. A man won the women's race. Now, boys and girls, how long is it going to be before women start to gripe and moan? How long is that going to be? It's coming soon. Something's happening here. Divide and conquer with it. They're going to eat themselves over this issue. Women's rights or sexual deviance rights? Which ones? Huh? Do you see that fight coming? Women's rights and sexual deviant rights. Oh, there's a battle coming there, boys. Lord's going to confound them. Let's wake up and understand to see what's going on. While they're getting ready to fight each other, they're distracted fighting each other. Let's move in here. Let's move in here with some of our artillery. That's what we need to do. We need to wake it up, understand what's going on, and not poke fun and laugh at it. They're organizing. I know JR and some of those guys, they're organizing an event up in Delaware, Ohio, where they got a sexual deviant, a confused man reading books to kids. And the people in Delaware, Ohio think that's perfectly normal. Well, it ain't perfectly normal. It's a Delaware with an A. D-E-L-A-ware. D-E-L, there you go. Delaware, Ohio, library. And the people are finally standing up and pushing back against a little bit. Remember this, huh? Pick the target, freeze it, isolate it, take away all its support. They're bringing pressure now on the guy who runs the library, as they very well should. Wake up. Wake up. They're teaching drags. They call them drag. They call it drag 101 being taught in our libraries. What's wrong with us? Drag 101. Well, there it is. Of course, they found some dirt on this guy, too. Is it a guy or a girl? Well, DNA says he's a guy. Not going, oh my goodness. So that fight's being fought there. I gotta share this with you. This is kind of personal. My oldest brother Joe is a missionary in Azerbaijan. So what? Yeah, Azerbaijan. So why the heck is Azerbaijan? And your brother's what? Yeah, he's a missionary in Azerbaijan. Huh? So anyway, I get an email from Joe. He watched the show. There it is. There's Azerbaijan. There you see Turkey. You see Turkmenistan. I don't even know some of these countries. Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan. There's Iraq. Point at Iraq, Jared. And there's Iran. Where's Iran? Right beside it. My brother Joe is in Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan. He's there as a missionary. And he emailed me yesterday. And he emailed me a scripture that I want to share with you today, Jared. It's Matthew 16. I'll show you something in there. Matthew 16. This came from my brother who's watching the show. I jokingly said they don't even watch it here in Hebron. And you're watching Azerbaijan? It's edgy, Joe. It's a bit edgy. It's about, what, 2:30 there where he is right now. I don't know if he's watching live, and I'll have to get him in the queue here. Jared, go to, I'm sorry, Jared, go to 22. This is what my brother, my oldest brother sent to me yesterday. Right there. Start with 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how things that must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again from the dead. Hey, Trump, there's a lot of data there, buddy. He began to show these things to him. I wonder how he did that, but there's a lot of data right there that we don't know, right? Then Peter, the loudmouth, thinking he knew better than everybody else, stood up and said, we ain't gonna let that happen to you, Jesus. We ain't gonna let that happen. Look at that. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Can you believe that? Peter rebuking the Lord. Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not happen to you. We ain't gonna let it happen, Lord. Peter says. Look at this. And Peter turned, then Jesus turned, looked old Pete right in the eyes, and said, hey, dude, get behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me. This is Jesus and his love talk. For you savorest not the things that be of God, but you like those things that be of men. Then said Jesus unto the rest of them who were watching Peter get spanked, hey, boys, he says, if any man will come after me, you're going to have to deny yourself and go to Azerbaijan. And you want to take up your cross, and you're going to have to follow me. Good folks, don't miss this. We love ourselves too much. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake. See, some of you can lose your life in drugs. Some of you can lose your life in money. Some of you can lose your life in booze. Some of you can lose your life in porn. So Jesus didn't just say that lose your life. No, you have to lose your life for his sake. When you lose your life for his sake, you won't find it. For what does it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? Boys and girls, it's about your soul. You lose your soul, you are done. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Here's where I'm going. I hope you're sitting down. I hope you're all sitting down. For the Son of Man shall come in glory with his Father and with his angels. Watch. And then he shall reward every man according to what he did. That's a mic drop, boys. We don't teach that in church today. They teach us in church that once saved, always saved, and Jesus loves everybody, and just come and sit on his lap and just be his best friend, and he's a good buddy, and he'll sit with you forever, and man, you're going to get to heaven, you're going to rule and reign. Well, he said right here that you're going to be rewarded. Oh, man.
Hey, Coach.
You mean when I get there, I'm going to have some stuff others don't have? I'm going to get a reward? Go, Larry.
You know, a reward for bad behavior is a bad thing.
Yeah, that ain't a reward, is it? But it is a reward. It is a reward. And that's what I preached at y'all yesterday. Get over your daggone fear. Get over your fear. Fear is not of the Lord. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let's go together. If you lose your fear, you got a sound mind. If you don't lose your, if you're controlled by fear, your mind, you ain't in the right mind. You ain't thinking right. I'm going to get me some rewards. Hey, Larry, is that a bad thing to seek after rewards? Folks, is that a bad thing? Now, listen, no. I'm not earning my way into heaven. I'm not trying to earn my way to heaven. I'm going to heaven by grace through faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I'm on my
with one another. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's heavenly weaponry. Heavenly. So we cannot ignore it. Heavenly
okay,
weaponry.
Okay, Chad. Stay right there a second. I'm looking at everybody in the queue. Let me bear with me here. Southern. Hey, Craig. Real quick, Craig. Was this event where you went with Hillary Clinton? Was that life changing, Craig? Craig, you're probably driving down.
It took me a minute because I had to get right. But yeah, it wasn't just life changing. It cleanses your soul along the way too. When you feel it, I'm telling you, when I hit that ground in front of Hillary's house, and that man picked me up, I felt like I felt the earth move. Then, as that police officer lifted me, I didn't even know it was a police officer. I felt the hand of God. It felt like it was amazing.
Amen, Craig. Surge, you came down there, Surge. Surge, was that a life changing thing for you to come and be part of that, Surge?
Definitely. I would do it again and again and again.
Did it impact the two guys you brought with you, Surge?
Amazingly, so much that Gary is going to drive to All Hands on Deck.
Wow.
And Richard was amazed. He was petrified about going. He thought we were going to be gassed, shot at, everything that you can imagine. And he was just praying that the Holy Spirit would keep him safe, and he realized at the end that he was wrong in his thinking and realizing that God was always in control.
Amen. Randy, do you regret going, Randy? Do you regret spending that money and getting on that plane and flying out there and giving up all that whole week? You regret that, Randy?
Not one bit, Coach. If God can, if he can put in your heart to be there, he can take care of every need. Financially, family, doesn't matter. Just obey. Just be obedient, Coach. Like you said, give him something to work with. Be a living sacrifice.
Pastor Mike Spaulding, do you regret coming, Mike? My goodness, you gave up your pulpit on Sunday. You gave up a weekend with all of your family, and you came all the way out here. Do you regret that, Mike?
Coach, I FaceTimed while we were there, and my grandkids were at my house with Kathy watching. I can't tell you what a witness that was to them.
Ooh-wee, huh?
Our children need to see this.
Amen. 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 Hey, Joseph, you came all the way up there, came all the way up from South Carolina. I think you regret it, Joseph? Was it sorry you did it?
No, I sure didn't. I didn't regret one moment. When I got home, I was so excited to speak to my wife about it and shared it with my family up in North Georgia. I don't regret it one bit.
Want to go again?
Yes.
Hey, Bobby Lee, you regret it, Bobby? You came all the way over there, put a bunch of videos up on there. You regret that, Bobby? Was it a waste of time?
No, I think it was one of the best days of my life. I was ready to do it again that evening. I'm ready to do it again right now. I spent all day the following day doing those videos that people are seeing. I want to step into the arena. Let's do it again.
Amen. Anybody else I'm missing? I don't see Mark in here with us. I don't see, you know, Mikey. Anybody? Polly, do you wish, was it a waste of time? Polly, wish you hadn't gone? Mister, shouldn't have gone. What a waste of time that was. Drove all the way down. What do you think, Polly?
It was amazing. People doubt that we're doing anything, but when we saw God move there, Hillary got the message. Things are changing. We do need to step out in faith before we see the action on God's part. We need to step out in faith.
Amen.
Go to an event as soon as you can.
Bob Evans, Tammy, are you in here today? I see a Tori Evans. Is that you? Is that you, Tammy? Is that you, Bob? Came all the way, drove down there all the way from Lisbon, Ohio. Came over there to be part of it. I don't know if it is. I might be. Is that you?
Yes, that's us. We would do it.
Do you regret it? You and your hubby and Judd, you guys regret coming over there?
No.
No. Do it again. The Holy Spirit was upon that place.
Yeah, well, folks, what can we say to you? Come and get involved, man. Come and get some of this. Come and get some of this. It's life-changing, life-altering. All hands on deck. I see John Hartzler. I'm not going to make you come in. John Hartzler, he didn't come to New York, but he's been to a lot of things. They're life-changing. Every time you go, they're life-changing. Quit griping and moaning about your church, and your church doesn't do this, and I can't find nobody. And come! We're here! Come on! What do you think, John?
Amen, Coach. It's life-changing. Being around all the guys and the women there, and it's something you just have to experience. And it's guided by the Holy Spirit. Every time you go, the Holy Spirit's present.
Amen, buddy. Amen. And then you got to spend the rest of your day trimming the hairs on your chest because you finally stood up and defended the Lord one time in public. So make it all hands on deck if you can. Get to Chad's. Get out there to Tim Tubra's and whatever. Go to our skeps. Come on, man. Get involved. Get involved.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, Vic.
And then we'll go and break bread there at the El Dorado Cafe.
We'll go wherever, man. Hey, folks, I wish I could share. Listen, I'm not trying to be redundant here. If you'd have seen the networking fellowshipping that was going on amongst the people that came this weekend, is amazing. It's just amazing. And a lot of you are out there and you're griping and moaning because you don't have anybody. You don't have anybody. Well, here they are. Your family's here. Family's there. You got to go to where they are. Can't sit home, suck on your thumb and gripe and moan. Say what you want to. Craig drove from Nichelle Knob, Missouri, to be part of it in New York, and now he's driving back to Chad's to be part of it in Chad's. You got to seek out the fellowship. Quit whining. You say, "Well, I don't have money to do it." Oh my goodness! It's always some excuse, isn't it? It's always some excuse. You couldn't go around and find people to your cousins, aunts, uncles, brothers. Hey, man, help me out. $20. You give me $20. I'm going on this mission trip. Could you help me? We don't let anybody starve here. We don't take people's money here. And I'm going to say this. There's some of you out there that got a bunch of money. Let go of some of it, will you? Will you let go of some of it so we can help some of these people come? We dropped about $4,000 last weekend for the blessing that fell into the lives of these people because they came up. Some of you sitting home counting your money. How about counting a few out for us and sending it our way so a guy like Craig can go? Because Craig can't go unless somebody helps him go. Well, I want to help him go as much as I can, but you can help him grow. You can. Send people. Send people. Yeah, I just.
Yeah, be a sponsor.
Coach, too. The Word of God says, as you see these days grow darker, do not forsake the assembly.
Do not, man. Do not. So I don't sound. Listen, it's not that one was, you know, I understand giving. I understand how hard it is. Some of you, it ain't nothing to give. It ain't nothing. You got more money than you ever count.
Hey, that's Coach.
Yeah, yes, Vic.
When we were there at the El Dorado, you remember that place was a little bit pricey, but yet, you know, I was willing and many was willing to go ahead and pick up the tab for a neighbor. So
folks, when we went to this lunch afterwards, I was picking up the expenses for everybody. And so we go to this place to eat. I'm not going to waste your money. I'm not going to waste your money. So I stood up and said to everybody, listen, I'm not buying you a $25 steak. I'll buy you a $10 hamburger, but I'm not buying you a $25 steak. Okay? I want you to know that. You order off the menu, I'm not buying you a $25 steak. Not that I don't love you, not that I don't appreciate you, but we'll go eat crickets if we have to. We'll go eat locusts and honey. That will sustain us. We don't need $25 steaks. And that was an amazing thing. Norm said this, I'll buy his. I said, I'll buy John's and Vic's and I'll buy his. And they began to pay for each other. We don't take your money. We don't take your money and blow it. We spend it, but we don't blow your money. I want to move on beyond that. Some of you could write a check today. Some of you could never have. You could write a check. You can make a donation. You could do it now. We're in a little bit of a hole from last weekend. We're gonna make it up. I have great confidence in it. Okay, I want to move on. I probably missed some of you that didn't get in the queue this morning. I couldn't get away from Randy. I spoke about you. I spoke about you on Hagman last night. Coach Norm, I spoke about you on the Hagman Report. If you guys didn't see that, it's about 45 minutes. It's really good. I was calm. Must have been tired. It was really good. And I spoke about what you said, Randy, because I couldn't get away with it. I couldn't get away from it. Again, Randy, come in there. For those who just, Randy, give us a three-minute version of what you did when you were in Chappaqua. We had driven by it and driven by Hillary's house. We were getting gas, and Randy came up to me and said, Coach, I got to go back. I said, what? I thought he'd lost his wallet or something. He said, I got to go back. I got to touch that gate. Go ahead, Randy. Explain that to us, bud.
Coach, I just understand this, that the dark side that we have to deal with, they have ways to try to cover them with their evil blessings. And I've just read this stuff, and I know what's going on now. So Now I realize, you know what? We have to break that. We have the Holy Spirit in us, Coach. We are taking him with us where we're going. Okay, now do we just get to the gate and just say, oh, I wish that would change over there? No, Coach, we have the authority in Jesus Christ in his name by the power of the Holy Spirit. We get to pray and break down those strongholds so that the Holy Spirit can go in with his sword and tear down the house, Coach.
Wow, Randy.
We are taking him. We don't realize the power of God that we have to walk in. And we're waking up, Coach. That's what's happened. God woke me up, and he said, this is what I want you to say. It was very simple. This is the word I had come to me in my heart. Go put your hands on the doorpost. You stand on the threshold, and I will tear down that house.
Wow.
That's what I spoke, Coach. I did it. And I just said, it's done. Lord, that's done. I did my part. I delivered the package. Now, you said you will fulfill your word.
Amen, brother. That's faith right there, buddy. That's faith toward God. That's it. You showed up and you did it. You did it. You laid your hand. And you know, Randy, we know this, that Hillary is livid. She's livid that someone was able to put their hands on that gate. We know that, folks. We know that.
Because you know why? Because she knows that force field was broken.
Brother, she knows it.
She was penetrated. Her realm was penetrated.
That's it, Chad. So listen, folks.
Coach, she was probed. She was probed. Remember, Mark Trump put it on there.
She was what?
Probed. Remember? Probe, Hillary. Probe. And I forgot. A probe is an investigation.
Oh, probe. I couldn't hear you. Probe. She was probed. Yes. We had that on the sign. Probe Hillary. Okay. Jared, go to where it says, which one do I want to start with? Demonic thresholds. Folks, this is an occult website. Randy, I'm tipping my hat to you. You turned me on to this. This is a demonic website, folks. Otherworldly oracles. Thresholds to the spiritual world. Hey, don't ever forget this. They believe it. They believe it. Thresholds to the spiritual world and how to enter the spiritual realm. Some people believe the spirit world is a parallel dimension to ours, that it lies directly on top of ours, fully functioning in its own way all around us without us ever knowing. But some of us know. Some of us experience spirits our entire lives, while others don't see or experience a single thing. Folks, this is the occult now. But the question remains, are there doors to the spirit world? Our ancient ancestors believed there were thresholds to the spiritual world. You listening, Randy? Randy, you heard from the Holy Spirit. These thresholds are all around us, sometimes in very obvious places. Folks, this is the occultist speaking. Learn about the thresholds to the spirit world and how to enter the spirit. Woo! Randy! You proved it, Randy! Proceed with caution. So here it is. I'm not going to read all of it. Thresholds to the spiritual world. Caves. Cemeteries. Crossroads. Wow. Look, stay right there a second, Jared. I once saw a woman state in the Facebook group that crossroads is a metaphoric place, not a literal place of spirits. I'll bet this woman never sat at a crossroads after sunset. In many traditions all over the world, the crossroads was a place where spirits congregated and could be met with ease. Doors! Doors! There are thresholds to the spirit realm. The edge of the woods. Wow, I live on the edge of the woods. I'm not going to read it. You can read all this later. Fairs and festivals. You say, this seems odd. Why would spirits be somewhere lots of human gathered, like a fair festival? I believe it's a common misconception that spirits are to be found in quiet places away from society. In fact, many spirits gather in places where there's lots of human activity for a few reasons. One reason is they are attracted to the energy data that living human beings give off. Another reason is because they might think they are still alive and go about doing things they once did. And yet another reason is because some spirits feed off the energy produced by large crowds of the living. In Judaica, Encyclopedia of Spirits, she says spirits enjoy them as much as we do. Groves. We won't read them all. You can read them later. Hedgerows. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? The seashore. And explains how to enter the spirit world. Wow, get off of that. Get that off. Give me the willies. They believe it. Hey, Chad. You know why Hillary's pissed, right? Huh? She believes it.
Hey, Coach, I forgot to mention this, and I think this is important. When I put my feet on that, the line that was straight directly under that gate, there was about a 6-inch space. I put my feet under that gate, and I probably stuck my foot over into that, past that, because the, when I did, I heard a low frequency sound. It was like silent alarm. It wasn't loud, but I heard it. I don't know if it was just natural, or if I heard that in the spirit, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But I knew I penetrated that place when I heard that, and I'm not sure that the camera or a laser beam or something I didn't that was
let
there.
Off. You broke it, Randy. There's an open space there now, brother.
That was a confirmation to me that I did what I needed to do right there. I knew right then this worked. And what Jeff did, I broke that force field. That's what we do, Coach. I mean, I'm just a concrete guy. I'm nobody different than anybody. But, you know, in the Old Testament, the first person filled with the Spirit was a craftsman.
Mm.
He was the one that made the ark. A craftsman, a carpenter.
Not a university professor, huh? Not a university professor.
The Holy Spirit can fill any one of us. And I'm telling you, we are a powerhouse when that happens. That is what we have to do. We have to go in the Spirit. And that's what we did, Coach. That's why it was such a success.
Randy heard and obeyed. He heard and he obeyed. Why Randy Lunsford? I don't know. Because the Lord sent him. That's why. Because the Lord knew he'd go. Amen. Let me move on here. This is good stuff. You can say amen. You don't have to say it into the microphone and say, Coach, this is blowing me away. Blowing me away too. Hey, Jared, click on it. It says guardians. Guardians. Stuff's in the scriptures, folks. It's all through the scriptures. Hey, Hillary was probed and penetrated, and she knew it. She knew it. You know, Larry Nichols, who was a close associate of the Clintons, Larry Nichols says she was a witch. That's what Larry said. She was actively involved with witchcraft. What's that, Jared? It says right beside it. It says Randy. It says thresholds, and then it says guardians right beside it. You see it? It's just, yeah, I know. You got it. This is, folks, just do a little Googling. Doug Hagman gets mad. So don't use that word. It's not a verb. Thrust, the polar nature of nation's first challenge. Look at this right here. Folks, look at this picture here. I'm going to read under the picture. Maybe you can make it a little bigger, Jared. In the epic of Gilgamesh, King Gilgamesh is devastated by the death of his friend Enkidu, who realizes that he too will die. And unable to accept his mortality, Gilgamesh sets out on the quest for eternal life. However, to reach the kingdom of the sun, where he hopes to find his elixir, he must pass under the mountains of Mashu. Entry to that passage is protected by two scorpion men. Threshold guardians are what they called on Gilgamesh's adventure. Randy, threshold guardians. Wow, folks, are you kidding me? Do you remember I've been telling you? I just knew it. I didn't know it. I just knew it in my knower. That Hillary was demonically protected. Do you remember me saying that time and time again? She's demonically protected. She has a demonic covering. Well, here it is. Slide down this screen. Again, I'm not going to take all your time now. These things are potentialities. Talking about a mirror into our subconscious. How the guardians protect it. How last night when Michelle read that prayer of Sheila Zielinski's prayer, every night when we go to bed, that that any evil spirits can't come and torment us. And how I sleep better every night when she says that. She closes the door. She closes the threshold on them. She doesn't permit them in through that simple prayer. Some of you can't sleep. JR, you can't sleep? You've been closing any thresholds, man? And taking authority over anything? Slide on down there a little bit more, Jared. Parents are our threshold guardians. We start out as our parents, and then social and psychological guardians in our adulthood. We go after people who are for protection. We go talk to shrinks to try to straighten us out. All these people are our threshold guardians, see? What we let in and what we don't let out, and what we let out, and how we control and activate the stuff that we do let in, and how do we go to, they give us drugs. When there's threshold guardians, when there are things that are entering into our lives, and there are guardians permitting, well, you think I'm crazy? Scroll down, Jared. Adult threshold guardian. Our attitude's everything. Whatever their origin, threshold guardians can serve us well if we're receptive to their message and guidance. They compel us to look inward to the repressed elements of our characteristics that are creating resistance. They can stop us from taking journeys for which we're unready and help. These are angels, folks, and help us see what we need to do to prepare. We need only remember that to evoke the guardian's benevolence as aspect, we must stay open and receptive. Then the threshold forces will work in our favor and direct us into a journey of growth and wonder. Imagine a crowd trying to get in a door, a concert venue. We've seen those crowds when on Black Monday or Black Friday, whatever it is, when they do all that shopping, people trying to get into Walmart, they're pushing and shoving. That's a threshold. That's going on in the spirit realm all the time, in and out of your life. There's a traffic jam in and out of your life. One more thing, Jared. Go to where it says Randy and it says thresholds. Because I looked this up. Whew, this is a mic drop, isn't it? This is a mic drop or what? Look at the threshold in the Bible. 31 different times. 31 different times the Bible talks about the threshold. And Judges. And her Lord rose her up in the morning and opened the doors of her house and went out to go his way. And behold, the woman, his concubine, was falling down at the door of the house. And her hands were upon the threshold. When they arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of the Lord, and head of Dagon and both the palms of her hand were cut off upon the threshold. Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any that came into Dagon's house tread on the threshold. Then he made his hand hall of pillars. Its length was 50 cubits and wide 30 cubits. And the porch was in front of them, and pillars, and a threshold. And Jeroboam's wife arose and departed and came to Tizra. She came to the threshold of the door, and the child died. Go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, and he doth complete the silver that is brought into the house of Jehovah, that the keepers of the threshold. Wow. Come on in here. Whew, this is unbelievable. Somebody join.
Coach, the darkness, the side, the cult, all those people into the things of evil, they know more about thresholds than we do.
They get it, man.
They get it. That's right. We have to get better, Coach.
Well, Randy, they know because they study it. They study it. They spend 35 hours a week in their church. We spend 2 hours with 12 seconds of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Yep. Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
That one you pulled up before and one of the listings on there, the woods. After Trump got elected, where did Hillary go? Well, that was her big thing. She went to the woods. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Oh, that's right. She went for that walk in the woods the next days. Does she know something we don't know? Randy, I hope you're humbled by this, Randy. Of all those in the world, the Lord gave you the vision to do that, bud. And Coach, you did it.
I could write a book from the time I left home until the time I came home. The doors open everywhere I went. When I went in the center of New York City, Coach, and when I can't even describe what the things that happened. I sit on the subway with a man from India, Coach. He came over here. He's a government official. He's going to give a speech at Harvard. I sat with him and I talked with him like my brother. I put some things in him. His mouth fell open. I can tell about 10 stories like this, Coach. God, he opened doors, and all I did was just, I had the Holy Spirit. I just took him in there. I just, everywhere I went, Coach, I just took him.
Just took him in. Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
It's amazing. It's
wait till you see your reward.
Hey, Coach, talking about New York City, Randy was. Hillary has an event tonight in New York City at 8 p.m. At the Golden Theater at 252 West 45th Street. So if you're listening, Vinny, if you can get just you, one or two, or a couple of guys with a couple of homemade signs and keep it in Hillary's front and center, that equal justice for all, indict Hillary.
Lay hands on that threshold. Lay hands on that threshold. Jared, let's finish up today with this. Thank you, Larry. Someone else, Jared. Someone else. This is your call. This is your appeal to come to all hands on deck. Yeah, a lot of reasons why you can't. A lot of reasons why you can't. Randy Lunsford comes over there, and he may have done something that will change the destiny of this nation. We'll know. We may never know. But he said, here I am, Lord. Send me. Go ahead, Jared. Play that.
Hey, good morning, friends. Coach Dave here on Thursday morning. I wonder if you can help me out. I'm looking for somebody. I'm looking for someone else. Do any of you know where I might be able to find him? You know, I called one of my pastor friends yesterday and asked him if he would be willing to come with me today at the clinic. It's just me and my wife here. And he said, oh, Coach, I'd sure like to be able to come, but be honest with you, I'm really, really busy, and maybe you can find somebody else. And then I have a Target protest that's coming up this weekend. You know what Target's been doing with restrooms and all that kind of stuff. And I reached out to several of my friends and said, hey, how about coming with us Saturday morning, stand up against Target? They said, oh, Coach, I'd like to, but I got a lot of stuff planned on Saturday. Maybe you can find someone else. Yeah, and then I saw that, hard to believe this, but they killed this guy out in Oregon, Lavoie Finicum. I said, you know, we need to stand up and push back against that. I'm wondering, is anybody willing to help me out in trying to get the government to investigate what really took place there with Lavoie Finicum? And everybody I called, they gave me the same guy. They said, listen, Coach, we'd love to help you, but really, best person for you to give would be someone else. I'm looking for him. If anybody knows where I can find someone else, let me know. Oh, we need him so badly. Help me find someone else. God bless you.
Hey, folks, don't ever forget this. Randy Lunsford stopped looking for someone else and became someone else.
Amen, Randy.
It's a crap on all of our lives. Lay down the cares of the world and come and join us in Buckeye Lake. June 14, 15, 16. It will change your life. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.